The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. From the heart of New York City and the tri-state area to the most active real estate hotspots across America. Keeping you plugged in to the latest real estate market trends, from mortgage news and legal developments to everything you need to know about buying or selling a property, benefited by the advice of the experts. Now, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dottie Herman. Welcome to Iron Real Estate. As you most likely know, we're one of the only shows, if the only, that talks about real estate and everything which has to do with real estate, which I think is just about everything. As I always tell you, universal, the language that everyone understands and everyone wants to talk about, no matter where they're from, no matter what language they speak, is always real estate. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, resident legal expert attorney Stephen Ebert, a partner with the prestigious firm Kasson & Kasson, which is a real estate firm and one of the best, and they're located all through the country. And he'll keep you posted on some of the legal developments. And you can listen to our show live, of course, at AM 970. Or follow me on Facebook, Twitter, any of the social medias. And I do have a newsletter. You can go on iHeartRadio. And by the way, I'm going to post it, and I will give you all the information next week. If you missed any of our shows, you can always get them. We keep all our shows recorded, and it'll tell you where to go to get any of our missed shows in case you happen to miss them. Hope you never do. This week, we have two special guests. At 11, we'll be joined by Peter Conte from Honig Conte Pirano Insurance Agency. And then at 11:30, we'll be joined by Charles Peterson, who is one of the world's leading experts on wood flooring and the author of Wood Flooring, A Complete Guide to Layout, Installing, and Finishing. And believe me, when I did my wood floor in my house, it was a challenge. And when you put it down, it didn't always, the sun, depending on the sun in your house, it looks different in the showroom. It's a big thing. By the way, good morning, Stephen.
And good morning, Dottie.
I'm asking and, Stephen, I hope that I feel better. I don't know what the heck I have. I'm on medication, and I'm having a hard time breathing, and I'm not sure if it's a flu or RSV, which one is one of them. But I think you should be careful around. Still be very careful because there's a lot of bugs going around. And this got nested in my lungs, which is not too swift. But the show must go on. So we're getting around Christmas, and before we get into the show, I just thought you'd find some interesting facts about Christmas. And did you know that the first recorded Christmas tree marketed in the city was started on Chamber Street in 1830 by an upstate farmer who brought a truckload of trees to sell on a vacant lot for, guess what, Steve, $1 each.
Wow.
He sold out in one night. Another New York invention was the electric tree light. Candles cause fires, so Thomas Edison's company put strands of red, white, blue lights together, wrapped them around a tree in his family home in 1882. And the first outdoor community Christmas tree, like the one in Rockville Center, was started in 1912 when a 60-foot evergreen was trucked down from the Adirondacks to Madison Square Park, where it was decorated with 1,200 colored electric lights. And I think everyone loves Christmas. Forbes.
Well, you know, the tree lighting is really a beautiful ceremony, and it's a great tradition. And obviously, this tree is still around. You missed the actual lighting ceremony, but it's still absolutely stunning and worth seeing. And if you go the day or the evening when they light it, just be careful. There's a lot of traffic. Plan ahead. Give yourself time.
Steve, you're so right. I was trying to meet somebody that I wanted to see it there last year. I thought I was, when I tell you, I thought I was going to be trampled. And there were so many people. And then I took my little granddaughter, like, I thought she'd really enjoy it. She couldn't wait to leave. There was just too many people. I figured I'd take her ice skating. But there's a lot of people, but it's certainly really, I don't know. I don't care what you say. There's no place like Christmas in New York City.
You know, it's stunning. It's wonderful. You know, I was over by Bryant Park this week, the huge holiday pop-up, and with an ice skating rink. And I think they even had a section to do curling, the Olympic sport, which I feel like that's the only sport that I'm physically qualified to do. And and the same going on in Grand Central. It has, you know, so there's so much going on, and you love seeing the stores and the windows. I mean, that's, to me, quintessentially New York. And what's amazing is how many people from different parts of the country actually say, we're going to have a pre-Christmas trip to New York, shopping, sights, scenery, you know, go to the zoo. They have a whole, like, Christmas expo, go to the botanical gardens. There's different, if you love trains, there's all sorts of, like, model train situations. It's really so many fun little things. You just got to look a little for it because it's all there right in front of you, and it's so easy to miss all the different things that are there.
It is, but like I said, I don't think there's any place I've ever been, okay, that's like New York in the city. I mean, I was in Florida. Usually I go after Christmas, but I was once in Florida during Christmas time, and I'm going, sorry, the palm trees with lights just don't cut it. Okay.
Well, I can only imagine the image of lit up palm trees and fake snow. It doesn't quite work.
By the way, just for fun, Forbes list for that song with the 12 days of Christmas, how much would it cost? So if you were to give your loved one what the 12 days of Christmas, what you're supposed to give every day. Well, the first day you're supposed to give a partridge in a pear tree. That would be $210.17 today. Two turtle doves, which is day two, which is $300. French hens, which is $181.50. Four calling birds, $599.96. Five gold rings, $825. A geese laying would be $420. Seven swans swimming would be $13,000 and change. Eight maids a milking would be $58. Nine ladies dancing would be $7,552. 10 lords leaping would be $10,000. 11 pipers piping would be $2,748, and the 12 drummers would be $3,000. So it comes to, if you bought all the gifts on the list, it would cost you about almost $39,000. However, if you really want to impress your true love by buying all 364 items, the number of the items as repeated throughout the song over and over, you'd have to cough up $170,000 and change, which is higher than it was last year. Last year it was $781 less. So we still have inflation. We're not down quite to two yet, but soon.
Well, all I got to say is there was no threat of me buying all those items.
Your wife didn't even want them, I bet.
Yeah.
She said, buy me diamonds. I'll take the diamonds or real estate. Okay, I'll skip the traditional.
Honestly, I don't even know where to get happy. It's like it's funny. It's like you wonder how where prices come from, right? I mean, people ask how you price out real estate. I don't know how you price out, like, the dancers and the turtle doves and the it's where do you even go? I mean, I don't even think you can get that on Amazon.
It's just for fun.
Oh yeah, of course.
You gotta have some fun these days, right? There's some. I listen to the news. I want to shut it. I don't want to hear any bad stuff. I mean, I just, you know, and I just think that as a whole, when it's all decorated for Christmas, the city's so pretty, and you know, people seem happier when things are pretty. So, I just for fun. By the way, the rental market in Manhattan, median rents continue to trend lower, which I think is good. They were too high from August, recorded to the lowest level since May 22. And they were a little bit, I mean, they're still high, don't get me wrong, but they've come down a little bit. And median rent slipped month over month for the third consecutive time and annually for the first time in 27 months. New leases, though, grew over last year for the first time in 5 months. Buildings that had dormant lease signings slipped year over year, while those, which is odd to me, you know, I don't know why, maybe because it's getting younger. Dormant lease, meaning buildings that had dormant, those leases signings slipped year over year, while those from non-dormant buildings surged over the same period. Do you think that was because of price, Steve?
You know, look, I think also what happens is how people search have evolved over the years. And, you know, what happens is you can select in the databases whether you require a full-time doorman, a part-time, or none at all, or if you'll accept like a virtual doorman. And I think a lot of people realize, you know, the value that's over there, and that goes in their search settings. So, you know, it's an interesting thing, Dottie, when you're buying a property, and depending upon how you want to position it for yourself, the price points, or renting it out, you definitely got to keep that in mind, because you could have a great property, and in certain neighborhoods, if you don't have a doorman, you're going to get very few people searching, and it won't meet the search criteria.
Right, but the doorman lease signing slipped, okay?
Well,
ones that didn't have dormant grew, which was odd.
But with the other stat that you mentioned, like the average pricing went down, right? Yeah. It's that if the doormen, I think, provide an extra layer of value, security, especially also when people sort of have this hybrid at work, work from home, it's like another extra service. So if some people say, maybe I don't need it as much because I'm working for home. I don't need someone to sign a package while I'm at the office, et cetera. Then you might see an increase in those signings, and it's one less amenity, so the rent charge will drop.
Yes.
That could be an explanation behind it.
And my other explanation, again, we're both just guessing, could be that the rents just got too high, and maybe you wanted a doorman, but you just couldn't afford it. So, when I say they slid, but they're still high. Brooklyn, median rent rose year over year for 23 times in 2 years. So, new lease signings surged annually, more than doubling in the November average of the decade. And listings expanded year over year for the third consecutive month. And Queens, for those of you who live in Queens, the northwest region of Queens, median rent slipped year over year for the first time in 11 months. And you really can't go by 1 month. Oh, I just have to tell you, you have to kind of see a trend for over a couple of months. New lease signings surge annually at the highest rate in 20 months. So new leases are big there in Queens. Listing inventory expanded year over year for the third consecutive month, which means they have more inventory, which, if you're renting, that's a good thing, because you'll have more choices. The Elliman signed contract reports were New York signed contracts, Manhattan, newly signed contracts slipped year over year, okay, a little bit, but over the $1 million threshold, Newly signed contracts showed stability over the same period. Most of the decline occurred below the threshold due to greater dependency on mortgage rates. And what that's basically saying is people that could spend over $1 million weren't as adversely affected by higher interest rates. So where they saw the dip was where people that couldn't afford that, you know, has been a lower price range, so a lot of those people really took a break because they didn't want to pay the 7 or 8%, the 8% that it went up to. Brooklyn's newly signed contract slipped year over year also, yet the same thing as New York. Above 1 million newly signed contracts showed a modest increase over the same period, and much of the decline was in the lower prices as it was in Manhattan. Long Island newly signed contracts slipped annually for 2.5 years as new listings continued to slide. Hamptons new signed contracts have slipped annually for 2.5 years as new listings continue to slide. So for those of you looking, you know, and I always tell people, don't stop searching. They keep on asking me, should I stop? No, just keep on looking. It's a long process, but you never know. North Fork, new signed contracts jumped year over year for the first time in 3 months. Westchester, that's where you are, Stephen, newly signed contracts rose year over year for the first time in 30 months as slightly new listings fell for the 15th consecutive month. And in those of you in Connecticut and Fairfield, newly signed contracts slipped annually for the 17th month as new listings has fallen for over 2.5 years. And in Greenwich, guess what? They increased year over year for the second time in 3 months. Now, what does that all mean? What do you think that all means to everybody?
You know, I think we're still sorting out the fine balance between inventory and pricing and rates. I think, you know, people have been watching what's been going on. I think we've started to see a dip in mortgage rates. Hopefully that's going to continue into next year. And I think that is going to be one of the key things that will help open up inventory. I think the other thing that's helpful is that the stock market has done better recently, and that also is helping people, making sure that they save for their down payment. So I feel that that combination of interest rates and the value of the stock market, you know, is very helpful. Let's see how bonus season goes. 2023, you know, was choppy. And, you know, it's... You know, there were good months and bad months, I would say, depending upon the industry. So it's a little bit unclear. But, you know, also some optimism. There were some big lease signings, a number of companies moving over to Hudson Yards, you know, that took longer, I would say, than expected to get some more business in there. But you know, slowly but surely, you see some big leases here and there. And I think also we've seen a bump up in the amount of retail leases in Manhattan, which to me ties in with people returning to the office, right? What we've been seeing, Dottie, for the last 2 years or so is strong leasing activity in the outer boroughs because people were frequenting stores that were near their homes because they were working from home. So there was an increased demand for those services. But as we're seeing more people go back to work, we're still not where we were pre-COVID, but it is increasing. And employers, you know, and I've been saying this kind of for a while, you know, I call it return of the employers. You know, there was an out of alignment between employer employees, and I feel there's more shifting back towards employer a little bit. And they are demanding that, hey, we cannot sustain a company and a culture if everyone works from home. So we're starting to see that growth back. And there's more to evolve with that story, and we can discuss that more after the upcoming break.
Right. I'd like to finish that story because it's a good story, and with people coming back to work, it'll help all the retail stores. We'll be right back. Steve's going to continue talking about that, and he's got some other things that I think are worth you listening to. 2 minutes. We'll be right back after a quick commercial break.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my family friends, Rob and Danielle Sabah. This Sabah family-owned and operated Honda dealer for over 60 years is where I've gotten cars, my whole family have gotten cars, my friends have gotten cars, people from all over Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten Island, Queens, and the Bronx, they all come to Bay Ridge Honda. You know why everyone I know goes to Bay Ridge Honda? Because Rob Sabah and his team are the best and most trusted in the business. Tis the season to celebrate with Happy Honda Days going on now at Bay Ridge Honda. No payments until March of 2024, lowest prices of the year, selling under MSRP this month. Brand new 2024 Hondas in stock and ready for delivery. Your favorite Honda models like the great Accord, the HRV, the CRV, and more. Be sure to ask the staff at Bay Ridge Honda about the Bay Ridge Plus package that will have your new or used car covered. Visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Brooklyn, New York, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com. The Happy Honda Day sale ends January 2nd, 2024.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Plaza College is proud to announce their Bachelor of Science degree program in nursing has received initial accreditation from the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Plaza's program is accelerated and designed to build on an applicant's prior experience so they can earn the Bachelor of Science in only 16 months. The nursing students' lecture and clinical education is also supplemented by lab work at Plaza College's 5,000-square-foot Center for Healthcare Simulation. The suite of four laboratories features innovative technology that allows students to practice skills development in an educational yet realistic patient care setting. All learning experiences in the nursing program are conducted by skilled nursing educators who have extensive clinical and academic training. Upon graduation, all students are eligible to take the NCLEX exam and apply for registered nurse licensure through the state of New York. The college reports a 90% graduation rate. Plaza College also offers programs for dental hygienists, medical assistants, court reporters, and business degrees. For more information on the program or to inquire about the admissions process for the nursing program, please visit plazacollege.edu.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
The Christmas Mortgage Miracle is back and bigger than ever.
For 5 years, the Christmas Mortgage Miracle has made it possible for you to win next year's mortgage or rent.
This year, we've raised the grand prize to $18,000.
To pay for next year's mortgage or rent. Increase your opportunity to win when you enter up to once per day and complete optional bonus tasks.
Enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show with Ference, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
We're back, and Steve was in the middle of talking about Christmas and some of the things in the city. So you were in the middle of talking about that, and you want to finish up, and then we have a whole lot to finish talking about.
Yeah. And so, yeah, well, you know, we're seeing with that, you know, really return to the office. We're seeing also impacting which stores people shop at. And you know what, Dottie, since we are at the, you know, approaching the end of the year, you know, and there's only 2 weeks left really in the year, which is crazy to think about. It always reminds me that now is a good time to remind people on sort of gifting and tax strategies before they run out of time at the end of the year. And, you know, Dottie, with the holidays, a lot of times family members like to give a gift. And what most people are not aware of is that there is something called the federal gift tax. Now, there are exceptions to that. and the laws have changed over the years. So right now, you're allowed to give up to $17,000 per person per calendar year. So if, let's say, you're a potential first-time home buyer, and you're fortunate enough to maybe have family members that can help out a bit, you can get $17,000 from each parent, so you can multiply that by two and get $34,000 tax-free in the calendar year. Now, if you are financially able to do so, you can do that in 2023 and do it again in 2024. And Dottie, the exemption level goes up to from $17,000 to $18,000 tax-free gift per person, per recipient, per calendar year. It's not a 12-month period. It's per calendar year. Now, what's interesting, Dottie, is if you go over that, you could pay the estate, you could pay the gift tax. Now, I just want to explain
how the gift... Can you explain that? Because I'm even confused.
Yeah. Yes, I want to explain what the gift tax rate is, how that works, but then also afterwards, Dottie, there is a way around that as well. Okay?
Oh, really?
So again, right now in 2023, you can give $17,000 per person to a person per year. So I could give $17,000 to each child a year. I can give $17,000 to you, etc. And that number goes up to $18,000 in 2024.
So it,
now,
doesn't
Dottie,
it doesn't have to be a relative, Steve. It could be just anybody.
Anybody. If you have the money and you're so inclined, you can give that to an unlimited number of persons per every calendar year, tax-free.
Okay.
But if you go over that amount, unless if you do something else, which I'll explain afterwards, you could be hit with the gift tax. Now, the gift tax will be a tax on that marginal dollar beyond. So let's say, for example, I give you $20,000 as a gift. The first $17,000 is tax-free, but that $3,000 over the gift is taxable at the gift tax rate. Now, the gift tax rate, depending upon how much, well, it depends on how much you go over. If you go $3,000 over, it's 18% on that $3,000. But wait, Dottie, if you go way over, it can be as high as 40%.
Are you kidding? Wow.
And remember, Dottie, this is money that you've earned and paid income tax on already anyway. And by the way...
Why is that
But wait, it gets better, Dottie. You know the expression, no good deed goes unpunished?
Yes.
You know who pays the tax?
You
the
do.
The gift giver, not the recipient, the giver.
I know,
if they
the
give
giver.
Too much. So no good deed goes unpunished, Dottie. Now, so you got to be very careful. Now, I want to point out that there is a silver lining. But this is also very important because it ties into something else. You are allowed to give more than the annual exclusion, that $17,000 I mentioned, which bumps up to $18,000 for 2024, you can give more than that without paying the tax. So you're going to say to me, Dottie, Steve, you talk like a lawyer. You say something and then you say something else. Can you clarify this?
Yes.
Well, what happens is, happens all the time. This is why, you know, lawyers, we can't say something in one-word answers because there's this and then there's that and a little bit of this. But it's like a master chef. How do you make it? Well, a pinch of this, a spoon of that, a cup of this, and then you put it all together and voila, the magic happens. It's sort of like a complex recipe. Well, what happens is when you die, unfortunately, there's a federal estate tax. But a certain amount is exempt. Okay. You're going to say, but Steve, you were talking about gifts, not estate tax. Well, what happens is the two taxes intertwine with one another, and you are allowed to give gifts in your lifetime. And if you go over the annual exclusion, you can fill out a form when you file your annual taxes and it says, hey, I know I went over, but the amount I went over, I will use that to reduce my estate tax exemption so I don't pay any gift tax.
Wait,
so you fill out, you can...
I have two questions.
Yeah.
Let's say I didn't give a gift tax to my child last year. I can't make up for that, right? I mean, if it,
nope.
the year is over, that's it, right? You can't say, well...
That's it.
Okay.
So that's it. The calendar is the calendar. And that's why, to your point, Dottie, we're reminding people you got 2 weeks left. So if you're going to do it in 2023. Use your exemption so you have your 2024 untouched.
So can you just write a check for $17,000? That's it? All you have to do? Or do you have to go
That's it. As long. Nope. No. You don't need an attorney. As long as you don't give more than $17,000 per person per year in 2023, you're good. If you go over, you pay tax on the marginal amount. Now, that number goes up to $18,000 in 2 weeks when we hit 2024. Now, Dottie, this is so important because, look, we're in a high-cost market, and sometimes people get gifts from family to help with the down payment.
Right.
So it's really important to understand this. And, Dottie, you know, sometimes family members are giving a gift. Sometimes they're giving a loan. But depending upon how long the money's been transferred, what we call seasoning, the co-op board or the mortgage lender may require additional documentation. And I stress this, and this is why it's so important to talk to your attorney before you go too far down the process in buying a place. Part of the timing of when you want to give a gift is critical because you want to make the family happy because they're giving you the gift. You want to make the IRS happy because they determine the tax laws. You want to make the bank happy because they're lending you the money. And you want to make the co-op board happy because you got to get their approval. And time is your biggest friend and your biggest enemy. If you plan in advance, you have a lot more maneuvering room. If all of a sudden you call up the attorney Monday morning and said, I went to an open house on Sunday and I have an accepted offer, there is no time to maneuver. We're stuck with whatever the circumstances are.
All right, you're talking about gifts.
Very, very
now.
Important.
So yep. I plan to ask you this question anyway. So let me ask you this, and I hope that we have time to finish it, but if not, you'll have to finish this next week because this is not necessarily that you have to do this at Christmas time or Hanukkah, but what if you can't wrap it, but it might be the best holiday gift at all, which is a home. Okay, so
absolutely.
How can I transfer my house? And I want to do this, and again, I don't know that you'll have time to finish it today, but please promise you'll finish it next week if we don't. But how can I transfer my house to my child, and what are the pros, but what are the apparent risks of that?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there, and the biggest question deals with the numbers. It deals with the numbers of what the house is worth. It deals with the numbers of what the parents' total net worth is and what they're trying to do with the child. And remember, Dottie, it matters if the property has mortgage financing on it or not. So these are some of the key factors that we have to think about, and I know we're about to come up to a commercial break, but that's why there's no one exact answer, but we can talk about the things to think about and how to plan accordingly right after the break.
But this is something you need to call Steve and his firm about, because I'll be doing that. I'm not planning on gifting it in the next 6 months. But I really want to know how to do it because I do plan on gifting one of my houses. You don't want to miss this, and you don't want to do this without consulting a real estate attorney. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about what your kids would love more than anything, how to gift them a house. But you still want to stay whole, so there's the pros and the cons. Right back.
I know it's hard to believe, but the holidays will be here before you know it. Why not make them truly memorable this year on board the Atlantis yacht with New York Cruises? Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Captain Fred and the amazing New York Cruises staff go above and beyond with every detail. Whether you've been put in charge of planning the office Christmas party or looking to do something exciting for the holidays, why not take the party off land and onto the sea? 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com and see how Captain Fred and his first class yacht crew will make your special occasion an unforgettable day. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar and bat mitzvahs, you name it. 212-633-1231. Book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal Move You Forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Hey, Joe Piscopo here. If you need a Cadillac, you got to see my good friend Bill Camastro at Gold Coast Cadillac, awarded Cadillac Dealer of the Year 27 times. Bill's team is the gold standard of customer service from start to finish. It's first class all the way. Speaking of service, are you part of the Gold Club yet? Bill takes care of you, your family, your friends with the Gold Coast Cadillac Gold Club. Sign up online at goldcoastcadillac.com for service benefits that you can share with friends and family, even if they didn't buy from Gold Coast. Gold Coast is getting even bigger and better with its brand new service facility expected to be completed by early 2024. Gold Coast Cadillac in Oakhurst, New Jersey. Bill took care of me, and he's going to take care of you, too. Shop GoldCoastCadillac.com or call Bill directly at 845-568-7336. Shop GoldCoastCadillac.com or call Bill directly at 845-568-7336.
The Joe Piscopo Show, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Christmas Mortgage Miracle is back and bigger than ever.
For 5 years, the Christmas Mortgage Miracle has made it possible for you to win next year's mortgage or rent.
This year, we've raised the grand prize to $18,000
to pay for next year's mortgage or rent. Increase your opportunity to win when you enter up to once per day and complete optional bonus tasks.
Enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
AM 970, The Answer.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. Here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
Stephen was giving us legal advice on gifting the home. Before you, and Stephen, there's no way we're going to finish this today. You're going to have to promise, because people want to know this. But I have one quick question before we continue that.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about gifting before, and you said you can gift $17,000, right? What if you what if you gave your child like a birthday present and it was a couple of thousand dollars? But you know,
well, that counts towards the gift. That's where you got to be very careful.
Okay, so
now keep in mind. Now let me just make, and you make a good point. There are certain things that are exempt for dependents. So now we got to talk about the age of the child, right? So, for example, if you have a dependent child as opposed to an adult child, paying for school doesn't count. food, activities, boarding, right? I mean, you are giving, you're technically giving gifts to your child, but they are dependents. None of that goes against that dollar amount. But let's say you're a grandparent giving that gift to a dependent child, right? The child is the dependent of the mother and father. If the grandparent gives that gift, they can give a gift, but they have those strict limitations because the child is the dependent of the father and mother, not of the grandparents.
So, in other words, if you want to give your child who's not a dependent, who's an older, like my daughter is not a child, then I have to go back and think of what I gave her during her birthdays and stuff like that. Correct?
Right. So that is correct. You have that $17,000 limit. Correct.
Stephen, you'll text me a good time to call you this week. Okay? Because, no, it really is complicated. And like Stephen said before, we all work hard. This is not free money that we won in a lottery or something. This is more money we worked for hard. And if you don't really take the time to do the estate taxes and plan this, and I'm the biggest culprit of putting things off like this, and I'm just telling you, don't follow my advice, because really, it is so important. And we are lucky to have Stephen on our show, and it's a lot to absorb, so a little bit at a time, but really this is so important. And this is what his one of the things he deals with specifically with his firm. So now going back to the house.
Let me add something else because it now ties in with the house.
Okay.
So if you, and this is really important because it ties in with various tax laws. And look, now we're getting into the conversation of high net worth. But what happens is, we had a tax law change, okay? The law passed in 2017, went into effect in 2018, all right? But because we could not get 60 senators to vote in favor of the tax law change, the tax law was not allowed as a matter of law to be a permanent tax law change. So here's the thing, Dottie. We have 2 years left in which we can, the estate tax exemption on the federal level is going to be approximately around $12.9 million or so to $13 million per person. Okay,
meaning
Dottie?
Meaning you can transfer.
Meaning from your estate, that amount is exempt. So that's a nice big amount.
Yes.
But, and you can, if you go over that annual gift tax, you can chip away at that big exemption, so if you want to make gifts now. But, Dottie, here is the thing. Because that tax law that was passed was not permanent, okay, effective January 1, 2026, which is 2 years away, which sounds like a long time away. It's a bit of a time away, but in the estate planning world, it's not a long time away. That law expires. And based on where inflation is, the exemption, which would be by then around $13 million approximately, because the exemption is partially linked to inflation, the value of that exemption for estate tax is going to drop from $13 to $7 million.
Holy moly.
And everyone's got to say, well, you know, you got to remember something. This is the value of your estate. So things that have value but are not worth cash, for example, your real estate, your jewelry, your wedding china, right? All those things count, your furniture, all your cars, all those things count towards the value of the estate. People think of the estate tax as, oh, they just care about cash in the bank or a stock in a bond. No, it's everything. So books or art or jewelries or just heirlooms from the family that have been passed along generation to generation. They can be. Now, Dottie, there are some sophisticated tax planning techniques that are available. I would say it's not appropriate to do it on a show like this because they get
they
so nuanced.
You?
But
can they call your
but
firm?
Absolutely they can call us. We deal with this for clients.
Give us the number
because I'll tell
then.
People. Yeah, you can call me at the office, 914-517-6941. And Dottie, one of the key things is that you have, what's interesting is that you are allowed to take advantage of certain tax exemptions today while they're at the higher rate, if you plan accordingly today, as opposed to waiting 2 years it expires, you will actually, if you wait for your planning for then, you will then actually have a lower threshold to work with. So there really is a real advantage to doing some planning now, because you could literally save yourself millions of dollars if you have such a high level estate in taxes, millions that you're just giving away. And this is money that you've already paid tax on. You paid income tax, you paid capital gains tax on, you paid transfer tax, mortgage tax, mansion tax, if it's worth right. You've paid so many taxes on, now you're being hit with another one if you don't plan. So, you know, really, yeah, really important.
It really does. It really makes so much. I can't even believe it's fair, but because,
well, you
why,
know,
now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If you're planning to sell, in other words, with gifting, and like we were talking about houses before, obviously, if you want to live in your house, you really probably, I don't know that you should gift it, or should you gift pieces of it? I don't know, because then I read that if you, like, say, gifted a little bit of $15,000 of your house, then if your kids have a, you know, they do anything wrong or they have credit card debt, it could go on you. But what if
well,
just,
that's not exactly right, but it creates a mess. I got to be let's talk just practical. Let's assume nothing bad happens for a second, Dottie. Let's just talk practical.
Okay.
You know, you can't have too many chefs in the kitchen. If you have, you know, you keep on updating the deed and you do things, oh, you know, I gave them another $15,000 worth of equity or this or that. Could you imagine if you actually needed to get a mortgage? The bank is going to say, who owns this place? Right? You know, she owns, you know, $1 million worth. She owns $20,000 worth. He owns $15,000 worth. Like, that's just going to be a god-awful mess. That's really not how you want to structure ownership. Now, there are a couple of techniques, Dottie, where if you want to have your heirs automatically become the owners afterwards, there's a few things you can do. One, and by the way, I want to be very, very clear. This is not meant to be any legal advice for people. You definitely, I'm throwing out concepts so that our listeners are aware of the existence of them. I would not recommend doing anything without consulting an attorney. Very, very important, because I have seen people just go and do stuff and record a deed and do things and not know what they're doing and not understand there are real legal consequences to doing that and understanding what that means for their assets, what that means if they're creating a default with their mortgage lender or taxes or so forth. So even though we're talking about ideas, Dottie, nobody should be doing anything without consulting an attorney to understand the consequences of it.
Stephen, there's a question from somebody on the line. Jack,
sure.
Is there a question? Jack, good afternoon, good morning, whatever it is right now. It's probably in the middle. You have a question, Jack?
Yes, hello, Dottie. First of all, I'm sorry to hear that you're under the weather. You're always
okay.
In my prayers. And
I wish you
a blessed Hanukkah. I hope you get better. Honey helps. Honey lemonade. I wanted to ask your legal eagle about the, in the lease it says, it can't change the locks, but, you know, God knows how many keys to that apartment were floating around. Can the slum owner force the tenant to give copies to the landowner, the slum owner?
So yeah, I'm going to interrupt for a second. Thank you for a minute. I just want to finish up the topic that we were just covering for a minute. I'll do a little segment on leases. I appreciate the call. But I just want to finish that so we have the same train of thought for our listeners. Yep, and so there are some of the ways to transfer ownership over. So one of them, which has been around for a long time, is what we call a life estate. So if somebody says, you know, I'm really nervous that somebody might challenge a will, you know, I just want to make sure people know that they're taken care of with the house where it goes, but I, as the owner, still have the right to live there. You could actually, there's a type of deed that says that as long as you're alive, you control, you live in the house, but upon your passing, that estate ownership disappears, and the whoever you gave the remainder ownership to, they would become the full owner of the property upon your passing. So that's one sort of quick way. Again, there's pros and cons to everything. You got to be careful with it. You know, other ways has to do something called a QPERT, a Qualified Personal Residence Trust. And that is a very interesting technique to lock in the valuations in such a way that additional appreciation of the real estate won't factor in from a tax point of view and affecting the heirs in the future. So that's something that's also very interesting. It's called a QPERT, QPRT, a Qualified Personal Residence Trust. That's another way to go. But Dottie, you got to keep in mind when you start doing these kinds of planning, it could have a real impact on whether a mortgage bank will be comfortable lending. So that's why there's.
You also have to worry about, like, yourself. You might need long-term care. I mean, there's a lot of things. And I remember a caller maybe back 5-6 years ago, and his mother had given him, he was an only child, and he called in. His mother had given him a life estate in one of the houses. He was from Long Island, if I recall. And she went into some kind of a coma or something, but she was alive. So it was at her death. And she had other things she was going to leave him, but they were all at her death. And he didn't have the money to pay the taxes. So he was like, and who knows how long she would have lived. So I know this.
You know, you mentioned a very great point, Dottie, and it's so important to have estate planning. And I view estate planning as life planning, right? You know, people, look, I get it. Nobody likes to talk about it. I don't like talking about it. But, you know, people are like, oh, when I die, this goes here, there, and it's all done. But hold on. What happens when you're alive? What happens if you have a disability? What happens if you're mentally unable to really make legal decisions? What happens in those circumstances? You know, I'm dealing with transactions all the time. I have a couple right now where, you know, the transaction, it's happening, but it went very slow because a power of attorney is being used to sign the contract. And the issue is that, you know, the seller, there's a question on her mental competency. And the attorney who wrote the power of attorney is from Connecticut, did a Connecticut power of attorney. Okay, that's fine for some things, but they're selling a New York property. And you have to make sure the power of attorney is in conformance with the laws of the state in which the real estate is located. It's not just where the person is located. And Dottie, people have to be very careful and do their extra due diligence. A lot of financial institutions want to have something on record separate than the generic form power of attorney. And there is a variety of conflicting laws. There are certain rules that said they have to accept it. But Dottie, if you bank at a federally chartered bank, that preempts the state rules. So there's so many pieces that interplay. And you just want to make sure that people are thinking about that.
Steven, do you think you could stay on 5 more minutes, like after the break? And then I would really like to just concentrate on next week's program. I'm finishing, I mean, or at least, because this is so important. Okay, and just like 5 minutes and then just kind of sum up today's part of it. And then you can just tell everybody what we'll talk about next week, because this is so important for people to know that I really don't. And it's the end of the year, so you got to do it now. So Steve is going to stay on a little longer, and then we'll continue this gifting a home, gifting money, because it's really important.
The preceding hour of programming paid for by 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.